94 DJW Mobile.
DJW, K4 CHY. Made it after all.
Good work tomorrow. I didn't think you'd stay up this late.
Did I? But here I am anyway, so what gets you out this time of the night?
Me. She had an event to go to at Bone Secure in Greenville, so I didn't want her driving by herself that late at night. Either way, going there or coming back. So I took her and dropped her off when I was talking to you last, and I'm going to pick her up now.
I got you. Yeah, I would have been nice to have taxi service take us over there and back, but no such luck. We both went, though.
Man there that she likes her a lot tonight. And she said there's old people like her, and there's young kids. When I dropped her off, there's kids going in with people in their 50s and 60s.
The band that might be something I'd be interested in, too, then.
I ought to know the answer to that question, but shamefully, I do not. But it might be Foo Fighters, but I kind of doubt it. I think this is kind of small potatoes for Foo Fighters. You know who they are? And it's somebody like them. That's the kind of music she likes. She likes the music that's a little more rock than I do. I like rock. I like the 70s rock, the easy to listen to rock that you can tell the words that they're saying. I don't like the metallic rock that you can't even understand a single word that they're saying.
Gotcha. Yeah, we would get along fine because I like the kind of alternative stuff and even grunge. And I go all the way back to the old classic rock, too. So even throw in some country and progressive country and jazz and various assorted things in there.
Damn, good music. But I guess good is defined by each person, you know, individually. She likes what she likes, and she was happy to get to go. She was texting me the whole time, sending me pictures and fun she was having, but at the same time, she's glad she doesn't have to drive.
My wife has gotten to where she doesn't care much for going anymore, so I usually do those trips. Of course, I hadn't done one in a long time. Last time I seen was like right as Delta was hitting or about to start hitting. Down in Savannah, a Living Color played down there, and that was really good.
Delta? Is that you mean Delta like the airplane Delta?
I was marking it with the Delta COVID variant.
Okay. I get it now. Okay. Well, I'm glad she had a good time. And I told her, I said, I'd go with you. If you want me to, and she said, no, you'd be miserable. I said, yeah, I would, but I'd go with you anyway. She said, I'd rather you not be miserable. She'd be miserable if I was miserable, so she went by herself.
That's the same with my wife. Last couple she went to with me, she enjoyed the music, but wasn't crazy about, you know, peopling and the crowds and the traffic and all that. So, yeah, she just didn't stay at home anymore, too.
Me with all my airplane stuff and my amateur radio stuff. And so I have to support her with her stuff as best as I can. You know what? This is the first time in a long time I got on West Hampton Boulevard, and there's not a car coming either way. Wow. That goes down in the history books.
Yeah, because it was even for the nasty weather, I think the nasty weather kind of quelled it some, but it was pretty busy today, too.
Just got to go to work tomorrow, so they're all in bed asleep, at least the working people.
It wasn't as bad as I was expecting, because I knew I was going to be up and down Wade Hampton, so I got over there, and like I said, I think the bad weather did quell it a little bit, but it there was still a good many people out. It just wasn't, you didn't sit in long lines at lights and stuff, so it wasn't too bad.
thing on way down, I mean on 85 when I went to Slosky's today. I got on 85 and they were doing more than 9 miles an hour. Usually when I go to Slosky's on a Sunday, you get on 85 doing 9 miles an hour, and you might get off of 85 doing 13 miles an hour. And today they were doing 60. I don't know what the deal is. I guess that spring forward took the wind out of everybody's sails.
Think of it. We have a long stretch of 85, coming back over to Seneca. So, both ways it was actually moving right along. It didn't see the first wreck. Of course, didn't see a lot of police out. And so everybody was clipping along at a good pace.
You got to be careful, because then you stand out if you're speeding. So I am driving 3 miles an hour over the speed limit right now, just to be on the safe side.
Hey, Dave, and other station. You're talking about the roads over there, and something I learned yesterday, coming from over here in Georgia, going from 85 over to 26, it don't say you can take 385 to 26, but on your way back coming up 26, option of taking 385 to get to 85.
Any other in there, Paul, just so you know. People are probably going to do that eventually. They just haven't got around to it yet. Go ahead, Keith.
Travel that area quite a bit. When we lived in Fountain Inn, we go down 385 there, and that was when we first started. It was before 185 was in. I've only been on 185 a couple of times, but yeah, we go down 385 and pick up 26 to head to Savannah back when we was in Fountain Inn. Kind of like the trip we take now. We kind of head over y'all's way, Paul. We hit the interstate at exit 1 in South Carolina, cross over Hartwell, and hit the first exit off of the interstate in Georgia. So we've got probably a mile and a half or 2 miles of interstate we take now going down that way.
Keith, remind me again where you're at again.
Seneca, we've got a family farm in central Georgia down by Vidalia. So we go down Highway 11 and cross over the lake there and then get off on 77 and go down through Hartwell and Elberton and through that way.
Got you. I was trying to think, Of course, when you're trying to get from point A to point B, especially from where you're at, you've got about 12 different, you got a dozen ways to get there, and you try to figure out what's the best six to take.
Usually I use that 385 to get to 26 when I'm going down to Beaufort the same way. But I think that's a little further on down than what you're talking about. Of course, I could be wrong.
When we came over there yesterday, going from 85, based on not knowing the general area, you think I would as much as I go back and forth through there over the last 10 years. I didn't think of other possibilities of, trying to get around the toll road. And see, my biggest thing was, that toll road, because, was it 185 or I-85 or whatever that toll road is over there that connects the two. And I was trying to find a way to bypass it, and save $10. But coming back, I found a way to bypass it. But going to it, I didn't, recall a way to bypass it. So I learned coming back, though.
CHY, pick up with a repeater, make sure I got it. 185 and is the toll road. And they have recently redone the 85-385 interchange, so I'm not sure where that exit is for 385 to go down that way is anymore. I guess you could, I'm not sure where you can hit it at other than that. It depends on how fast you want to get there as to whether or not the toll road's worth it. That's why I've only been on it a couple of times, and in fact, the first time was before they implemented the toll. They opened it to begin with, and it was toll-free for a little while, and then they put the toll in. But, used to travel that way a lot. It's not a bad shortcut through there, but you still can get up to 385 and head south that way. That's KO4 ZYX. Hey, I was just listening to the conversation. Where are you coming from? Where are you trying to go to get from 5 back down to 6? I can give you multiple routes.
Trying to gravitate my way to Columbia yesterday for the exercise, and of course I was doing it with one eye open and a big old cup of coffee, and I was just following the signs and my GPS, so I went from 85 north to what the sign says is Columbia, 26 this way. So I was assuming that I was on 26 based on the signage from the state of South Carolina. I should have known better to trust the sign. But anyway, long story short, it actually put me, as y'all say, on, 185, the toll road. So I went from the toll road and eventually got to 26. And, but coming back, the signage and the verbiage on the signage were different. So, going back to answering your question there, Dave, before I turn it back to the other guy, coming back, I learned that, I think it was Dave, it might have been Keith. But anyway, long story short, the way I came back brought me into where they done all that new construction over there, where they tried to copy Spaghetti Junction in Atlanta over there and made all them loops out of the bridges. And that's where I ended up coming to and getting back on 85 at, over there where all the spaghetti bridges are. I was just trying to get from 85 north down to 26 south.
So I assume you're coming out of the great state of Georgia. So yeah. So you don't ever, if you ever make that trek again, and just FYI, so you don't ever have to pay that toll fee. I think if you go from one end to the other, it's like $6 altogether. You would have to pay at two different toll spots. But run 85 north to 385 south. 385 south will pick up 26 east or west. Eastbound would be going towards Columbia, and of course westbound would be going up towards Asheville, North Carolina area. Over.
I appreciate that, and I will take that into consideration the next time I venture that direction. But now that I learned what I learned, I think more than likely might be the route I take from now on. But as far as the toll road goes, it would have pretty much, let's see here, 2, 4, 6, 8. It would have cost me $8 for a round trip. So there you go. Go ahead, Dave, and I'll let you turn it back to Keith.
Yeah, and I got messed up going to south. The GPS told me go up to Woodford or Welford or whatever the name of that road is, Woodruff Road. and guided me back north on 80. I was going south on 85, but guided me back north on 85, and then put me on the right road to south 26. Anyway, the GPS straightened me out when I messed up, Paul. But I am here at Bone Secure, so I've got to find out where my wife is, and I probably won't be here on the next go-around, but maybe the next one. W4DJW.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit the bed soon, so have a safe trip back, and yeah, hope she enjoyed the show, and we'll catch you a little later. But yeah, like I said, I hadn't, and that's a good description of it too, is Paul, is the it's like a mini spaghetti junction. And I haven't been down 385 since they finished it all. I've been through there several times while they were working on it. Man, what a mess that was. But I would imagine Woodruff Road is not that you'd want to get to it, but it's probably easier to get to now that they've redone all that interchange. But yeah, I hadn't been down the 385 way in a long time. Roger, this is KO4ZYX. I'll tell you one thing, 385 still ain't done. Yeah, that miniature spaghetti junction, they finally got it done, but you get 3 miles south of that and you're right back in it. To the station at Bon Secours, if you need some type of route out of there that's going to get you least amount of traffic, feel free to give me a call out on this freak here, on this repeater, on the Super 7 repeater. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-Ray. I'll be up for a little while. I'm just down here messing with the HF radio, studying for my general, and just monitoring this repeater here. It's KO4 ZYX. I'll be monitoring.
Got it here. Yeah, I didn't realize what time it was. I didn't realize it was already 11 o'clock because I seen the news come on. I tell you, gotta love time change. But anyway, appreciate the information there. And yeah, I tell you that semi mini version of Spaghetti Junction over there. I tell you, I wouldn't even dare come over there during the construction time of that frame of that road, considering I know what it was like in Atlanta and. I know how South Carolina moves over there when it comes to construction, other than, you know, watching it on the news when the news reported on it, when they were building it. You know, I think I'd just call in sick to work or, you know, just stay home to have to deal with that mess, especially the construction and the 5 o'clock traffic or the 8 or 9 o'clock traffic, whatever you want to call it. I can only imagine. And I can remember, what was it, last year when some of the news outlets done reports on the news and all the standstills and all the headache involved. Yeah, I think I'd just call in sick one day, tell them I'm sick and tired of the traffic. But anyway, you know, tell them, hey, I paid taxes on both sides of the road. I can complain all I want. But anyway. Talk to y'all later. Good to hear from everybody, and we'll do it again the next go around. N4 DME.
Paul, yeah, good to meet you. And I usually hang out on this one in the evening time. Used to be here during the day. I used to work from home, but I'm back in the plant now, so it's mostly in the evening that I'm around. Anyway, good talking to you, and we'll catch you a little later in the other station, KO4. ZYX, I believe it was. This is KN4CHY Keith. I'm over in Seneca. And I'm going to do the same thing. I've got to work in the morning, too, so I'm going to go bed down here pretty quick myself.
For y'all gentlemen, have a great evening. This is KN4ZYX. This is Daniel. I'm down here in Woodruff. I'll be monitoring frequency for a little while, and like I said, that station that's picking up at Bon Secours, if they need a route around traffic, just holler out. I'll be on frequency. for a little bit.
To meet you, Daniel. I have heard you on here before, coming out of Woodruff and sounding strong out of Woodruff, too. Anyway, have a good night. Good to meet you in 73. So I'll catch you a little later. K4CHY, I'll be clear in QRT shortly.